Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. So without further ado, Pastor Billy, you take over, and what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I'd like to talk about what the yet another sign that God gives us to let us know that we're living in the last days is believe it or not, the increase of falsehood, specifically false prophets. And the Bible is very clear about this, that this is going to be characteristic of the last days. Of course, Jesus mentions this in Matthew 24, that it's going to be the time of the seven-year tribulation. It's going to be a characteristic of deceit, massive deceit, He says it repeatedly. He talks about false teachers, false teaching, and things of that nature. And, of course, the Apostle Peter picks up on that theme, and he talks about in the theme of the last days that just like it was in the Old Testament, when you saw these false prophets, if you will, come into town and dupe Israel and lead them astray, the same thing's going to happen in the last days. And one of the big ones, we deal with several of them. We actually, just on this one topic of the rise of falsehood, we have seven DVDs. That's how much falsehood's out there. And that's not even all of it, of course. And but the one I want to address that we deal with in quite detail is the false prophet of the New Age movement. And one, because this is what God saved me out of, and I've been there, done that. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the New Age movement, you need to realize that it's not something that's gone away. It wasn't just a fad. It wasn't just something kooky that people did in the 60s and 70s. It's continued to progress on a scale that I don't think even the church realizes. In fact, even the church has fallen for much of their tenets and teachings, unfortunately. And we'll get to that in a second. But basically, to translate it for you, what is the New Age movement? It's basically kind of a cafeteria style. Some people call it salad bar religion. And that's basically where you get to pick and choose your own religion, much akin to just going down a cafeteria. I'll have a little bit of Buddhism here. Let me add a little bit of plate of Eastern mysticism here. How about some self-help and secular psychology there? And how about just a sprinkle of Christianity, nothing convicting, but just, you know, put that a little bit there. And that's literally what it is. You get to be God. You get to determine what is right, what is wrong. And, of course, that's the lie in Genesis chapter 3 that Satan threw at Eve. They act as he was tempting Eve, saying, like, well, hey, listen, don't follow God. He's holding back on you. You know, if you listen to me, then you can be like God, knowing good and evil. You get to determine that. And that's really the heartbeat of the New Age movement. But to further translate it for you, just so you realize that this isn't just some isolated sect out there that's just kind of on the fringes of society that unfortunately some people get sucked into, yeah, let me just translate that for what it is and what they're doing today. New Age movement is really anti-Christ movement. New Age movement really is the movers and shakers behind the world system who are paving the way for the Antichrist kingdom that the Bible said was going to happen in the last days, and it's going to be the worst time in mankind's history, so bad, Jesus said, that unless God shortened that time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. Okay, the New Age movement, the people involved in the New Age movement, that's what it's all about. They are preparing the way for the planet to receive the Antichrist and to go along with, where have you heard this before, a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, a mark-of-the-beast-type system under a one-world ruler. That's why I say supplant it for what it is. It sounds nice. They just change the terminology. That's all they do. We unfortunately fall for it. But these are the people. This movement is the last days movement to prepare our planet to receive the Antichrist. That's really what it is, folks. And again, you might be thinking, well, that's just those weird people that have triangles on their head. They're in a lotus position meditating and have tinfoil, and they're trying to channel through crystals and stuff, and there is that element of it. But you need to understand, this isn't just fringe people, folks. These are people who are involved in every facet of our society, whether it's the educational system, whether it's the government, and it's beyond America, folks. It's all around the planet. It's people in the United Nations, governments around the world. You got people who are billionaires, you got people who are financing these things. This is not make-believe. This is really what is behind the scenes, carefully steering people into preparing the Antichrist. And again, this has been something that they have purposely, slowly, methodically been working towards. And this has been their plan from the get-go. Even as far back as 1875, the New Age movement taking off. Again, the what? The Antichrist movement, you know, preparing the world to receive them. You know, began as far back as 1875, and some would say earlier, could be, but just to give you a starting point, with a lady named Helena Blavatsky, and she was a part of this occult group called the Theosophical Society. And even back then, they espoused, here's what it's about. This isn't just about, oh, let's channel entities and let's try to bring peace to the planet and seek wisdom from crystals and things that need. No. Listen from the get-go, folks. What is their premise? Okay? The abolishment, number one, of guess who? Christianity. Well, why? Why would you pick on Christianity? Because their other big goal is to unite the world's religions. Well, why? Well, because the Bible tells us at one point the actual Antichrist himself is going to work in cohorts with a woman that rides the beast, the Antichrist. It's going to be a one-world religious system that's in cooperation with the Antichrist. Okay, and at some point, 3.5 years into the seven-year tribulation, he's going to go up into the rebuilt Jewish temple, and he's going to declare himself to be God. Now everybody has to worship him as God. Okay, so if all the religions on the planet are going to come together as one so that the Antichrist at some point can hijack it and say, hey, now worship me, then you can't have Christianity. Well, why? Because they know John 14:6, the direct quote from Jesus Christ, who says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus said the contrary to what New Age would say, that all religions basically teach the same things, and it doesn't matter what a person believes about eternity or their attempts to, quote, get to heaven, they all lead to the same path. No, they don't. Jesus nailed it on the head. Jesus said he is the way, not a way. He is the truth, not one of the many truths out there. He is the life. And in case you don't get it, read the back half of that verse. Oh, by the way, no one comes to the Father, i.e. gets to heaven, except through him. I didn't say that, he did. So, man, how do you get around that? Well, you get rid of Christianity. And that's been their one of their tenets from the get-go. And again, that's just the beginning. They have plans for just let me read you some of their other goals. And this is from the get go, folks. We're not making this up. But they want to design a new world order. They want to have worldwide disarmament. They want to again have the elimination of obstinate religions, Christianity, and we need to submit to a world ruler.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Pastor Billy Crow.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power,
but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, we're talking about certainly what's going on from a spiritual point of view. Most people look at things, see unfolding political events, and try to put them into some sort of a sequence. And hey, it's very obvious that the people who control America are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. But why do they want a world government? Well, they tell us they want to bring world peace. But behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, nothing goes on will make sense. Nothing going on will make sense. And remember, what they want is a one-world government, a one-world economy and financial system, a one-world religion. They want to destroy Christianity. And they want to install, down the line, a one-world leader who, if you're a Christian, will recognize this is the Antichrist. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and again, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what they teach. And again, for those who might think, well, they're just, you know, unfortunately only snookered a few people. And it's not just, again, folks, I can't belabor this enough. They're in every aspect and every level of society around the planet. And believe it or not, I'm going to read to you some of their belief systems. And as I do, just take stock and just pay attention. And you tell me if it's already infiltrated pretty much every sector of society. These are all, quote, New Age teachings. These are all teachings. And again, let me translate that for you. These are all teachings needed and necessary to form the Antichrist kingdom, which will involve a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world economy, a Mark of the Beast system, and, of course, a one-world ruler who gets to be head overall. Okay? But here's one of their core beliefs. All is God. The earth, the man, animals, plants, everything is God. It's called pantheism. Okay? And well, why do you need that? Because everything becomes sacred, even to the point where a man, just a regular man, could have the audacity to say that he is God. And, of course, that's what the Antichrist is going to do. So you have to get away from what's called monotheism, that there's only one God, to pantheism, that everything is God. And, folks, that's everywhere. You take a look at the environmental movement. You take a look at what's being taught in our school system. You look at the media. You look at the movies. It's everything is sacred. Why do you think they have the premise where people will this is what blows me away. There's all kinds of these nature shows, which I'm not against nature shows. Please understand the context of what I'm about to share. But they'll have these shows where there'll be, I think there's one new one out there, whale wars, and they got another one out, rhino wars or something like that. And they're out there, out there in this, putting their lives on the line to save the whales and these rhinos and things of that nature, which again, I'm not against that per se. But yet at the same time, we have tens of millions of children being murdered, even here in America, through abortion. And why don't you have a show about that? why don't you have a show about people putting a stance up against that? No, this is murder. But yet you're going to put your life on the line and promote it on the media that you got to save a whale, but who cares about a baby? Well, how could you get to the point where you value a whale, with all due more respect, in a human life? Well, because all is God. All is sacred. The flea to the tree to the bee to you and me, it doesn't matter. And it really denigrates mankind. Mankind is different than the animals. I'm not saying abuse the animals. Nobody is, okay, who understands true Christianity. We're supposed to be stewards of the earth, but we don't worship the earth. And there's a major mega difference, okay? And I'm sorry, animals, with all due respect, I love animals. I got two cool wiener dogs. But they are not created in the image of God, okay? But again, if you're going to get this mindset where everyone can become a god, the Antichrist is God to be worshipped, he's the Christ consciousness, etc., blah, 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 you have to get away from that, and that all is God. That's already, folks, permeated in our society. That came from New Age, okay? And on the video, we share you just one example, because you're thinking nobody in their right mind is going to literally blaspheme and actually have the audacity and the arrogance to say that they themselves are God. Well, we share with you, folks, the actual examples of this. We share, a clip from the Shirley MacLaine movie, Out on a Limb. And she's out there on the beach, man. She's just boldly declaring with her New Age guru guy, both of them, that they are God, they are God. They repeat it. It's jaw-dropping. And folks, that was what, back in the 80s? I'm telling you, this is a mindset that's out there in pretty much every facet of society, okay, that it's all about you. It's me, myself, and I, the unholy trinity. That's what's being promoted, okay? But that came from New Age. And again, to dovetail off of that, the New Age says that all of us have the ability to become the Christ, or what they call the Christ consciousness, okay? And Jesus said in the last days, be careful when you hear that phrase, okay? He said in Matthew 24, he says, watch out that nobody deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ, not I am a Christ, I am Christ, meaning Messiah, but he uses the same phrase. He says, I am the Christ. And New Age has taken that and says, see, Jesus was nothing special. He was just an average guy just like you and I. But he was able to learn the secret knowledge that we're trying to share with you in this New Age, okay, that you can become the Christ. You can have the Christ consciousness. You can become God, which is the same lie, again, from Genesis chapter 3 being repeated by Satan. Okay, but again, people believe that they can have that and have the supernatural powers today. Another thing that New Age teaches, tell me this hasn't permeated our society, even here in America, they say there is no such thing as sin and no need to repent and be saved. Really? That's the Bible says, Romans 3:23 and 6:23, for all have sinned, even myself, and we all fall short of the glory of God. But here's the good news, but we deserve death and to be separated from God in hell, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, but just stop there with the half of that premise. There is no such thing as sin. What do you mean there is no such thing as sin? Well, does that mean what Hitler did was okay? I'm supposed to accept that? Okay, I just got done. I'm right now currently preaching on one world religion, and we dealt with the issue of, well, how are they getting people to go along with this? Well, they're duping people, even in the church, with this new phrase, you just need to tolerate. And tolerate back in the day that we grew up with was of something that you put up with, something not especially liked or appreciated or you agree with. You just put up, you didn't condone it, you didn't accept it, but you put up with it. That's not what tolerance means today. Tolerance means you have to accept everybody's claim to truth, value, belief system as equal to your own. And if you don't praise it just like your belief system from your heart, you're a bigot and you're intolerant. Okay? Which means anybody involved in anything, no matter what they believe, no matter what they do, you're supposed to tolerate it, including sin, okay? But am I supposed to tolerate what Hitler did under that definition of tolerance? Am I supposed to tolerate the serial murders? It's crazy. And then if you're going to supposed to tolerate everything, why do you want to get rid of Christianity? Doesn't sound like you're being tolerant to me. It's absolutely hypocritical. But why do you need to do that? Because if you're going to get all religions to come together under the umbrella of one, then you cannot say that one has a hierarchy above another one. You have to blend them all together. And I'm sorry, believe it or not, there are some religions on the planet today that actually encourage sin. There are some religions today on the planet that basically treat women as subservient slaves, They can kill them if they don't like them. And it's happening today, folks, as you're listening to this interview. Okay. There are some religions that would chop people's hands off or chop their heads off just for disagreeing. Am I supposed to accept that? But again, if you got to get them all to come together, one, you have to do away with a sense of right and wrong, i.e., you have to do away with sin. Okay? Tell me that attitude is not already pervasive in a world today. It's everywhere, folks. But it's New Age. And they're, again, you have to have that belief system in place to help pull off the Antichrist movement. And again, translate New Age movement with Antichrist last days movement, because that's what they're doing. Then they say, hey, forget the Bible. The Bible, that's just a bunch of baloney. Okay, if you really want to be an enlightened one, what you need to do is to work towards opening yourselves up to a different form of communication. You need to seek direction directly from the spirit world via a psychic, a channeler, a palm reader, astrology, space aliens. Well, maybe I'll get to that in a second. Dead relatives, which is called necromancy, meditation, all these things. And that's how you will receive truth. Really? Well, the Bible warns about this in Deuteronomy chapter 18. God says, hey, man, let nobody be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritist, or who consults with the dead. Anybody who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And yet that's what New Age says. Yep, you got to do that. You need to open yourselves up, and you need to allow these spiritual entities to come inside you and speak through you so you can learn this. What? God says don't do that. That's demonic, and you're going to be deceived. And again, we even show you the actual video clips of people doing this. It's full. I've been there, done that, folks. God had mercy on me and saved me out of it, man. It's full-blown demonic possession, where the demons take control of a person's body and mind, even their vocal cords, and begins to speak through them. It's a lie, okay? And you'll see the actual video clips. It's creepy, but it's full-blown possession. But see, in our modern society, where the secular psychology is conditioned to think there is no such thing as the spirit world, let alone demons, we don't look upon people as actually being possessed by demons today. You know, we just call it some sort of a psychological aberration, and we try to medicate them into just some sort of a placid existence. But folks, I'm not saying everybody who's has mental issues is demonic. I'm not saying that. But I fully believe that people just don't want to deal with the facts that, yes, there is still today such a thing as demonic possession. Well, it's gone beyond that because of this skeptical attitude, and we don't call it demon possession anymore. Now people are just relabeling it. And here's what they call it, channeling. Okay, it's channeling. And instead of going, you know, calling it, wow, hey, you know, how would this go over on the average Joe? Hey, come on down to this conference center, and we'd like to teach you how to be worked into an altered state of consciousness so you can be infested with at least one, if not more, demons, and you will be taught how to let the demons take complete control of your body and even speak through you. Probably won't get too many people show up. But if you spin it and change the terminology and say, hey, come and learn, enlightened ones, about the, you know, about the universe and how to bring peace to the planet and to become a channel of light, and to be a disseminator of the truth that will help set the planet free, you'll probably snooker some people. And that's what they do, folks. And again, you'll see the actual video clips with your own eyes. It's full-blown demonic possession. Okay, and again, here's another thing that they teach. Okay, now, they say that in order to have peace and harmony in the planet, we have to have, and this is, listen to this quote, we have to have a new world order, we have to have a universal monetary system, we have to have a world authority on food and health and water. We need to have a universal tax. We need to have a military draft. We have to have a one-world leader, and here it is again, the abolishment of Christianity. I mean, even if I wasn't a Christian, Dr. Monti, when you repeatedly see that they always want to pick on only Jesus, they want to denigrate him and just make him just a, you know, yeah, he's a good teacher, yeah. Okay. But they don't want to make him who the Bible says he is, the only way to heaven. Okay, he is God's son. Okay, God in the flesh come to the earth, fully God, fully man. And then why do you always only seem to pick on Christianity, evangelical Christianity? I mean, to me, even as a non-Christian, I'm going like, well, what's up with them? Why are you always picking on them? And again, the duplicity, the hypocrisy of your whole premise. one world religion. We must tolerate all religions, except you want to get rid of this one. That would throw some red flags for me. But this is really what they believe. And you're thinking, come on, the abolishment of Christianity? These people really aren't working towards that. Yes, they are. And I'm getting ready to preach on this. This is what Christians, we need to be prepared for, folks. Persecution is getting ready to bust down on us. And it isn't just, they're gonna take away your McDonald's gift card or something. I mean, it's serious stuff, folks. They're after your life. And if you're paying attention to the propaganda, they're using the same terminology on you and I, the evangelical Christian, that they are on the Muslim, quote, extremists. Okay, that everybody's saying, oh, you got to get rid of those guys. Those guys are a danger to the planet. Okay, and again, I'm not condoning what those people are doing, but they're using the same terminology on you and I. They're calling us, the evangelical Christian, the extremist. They're calling us right-wing fundamentalists. Fundamentalist is a word. And these are the same terminology that they're applying to the other guys that everybody's saying, yeah, go hunt them down, go get them. Okay, it's now happening to the Christian. And New Age, again, is deadly serious about getting rid of Christianity. Let me read to you. This is from a New Age magazine called The Omega Letter. And you tell me if they have a goal in mind. Okay, and it says this. There is only one obstacle, they say, to world unity. Guess who's the scapegoat? Christianity. And folks, they are going to be coming after us. And so I think it's going to be a lot sooner than we're prepared for.
Hang on, Billy. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
At Ram, we only build trucks. That's why there's only one true truck month. So it's no surprise that the new Ram 1500 has been named the 2013 Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the 2013 North American Truck of the Year. It features an available Torque Flight 8-speed transmission that achieves best-in-class 25 mpg highway and a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain warranty. Come see the new Ram 1500 at the only true truck month, Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated V6 4x2. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 3-4. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group LLC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in the subjective, substantial world, but there is a spiritual world out there. We live in a tangible world where we can touch things, but there's an intangible world. We live in a visible world. We can see things, but there's an invisible world. And there's a spiritual battle taking place for the souls of men and the very survival of Christian civilization. And there's a serious question whether this is going to survive. And certainly, if the people on the other side have their way, why Christianity will not survive. But behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces and God's promise that there is a better world out there for those who believe in Him. And with that as a background, Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, again, just to finish what we had said before the break about, are you serious? New Age really wants to not just disagree with Christianity, but to abolish Christianity, which means to remove it? Absolutely. And I'll just read to you a couple quotes here. This is a New Age magazine. The Omega Letter says, there's only one obstacle to world unity. Now, again, that's what they're working towards, because all religions are going to come under the umbrella of one, which will eventually get hijacked by the Antichrist, who says, now worship me, I am God. And but the obstacle to world unity is, that's right, Christianity. And it goes on to say, and it says that Christianity claims supernatural knowledge and divine revelation, okay, and therefore should not be tolerated. Now, again, under their own definition of tolerance, they accept anything and everything, and you can't say that anything's wrong. Don't you dare judge. You know, you've heard that phrase. Why are you judging me? Then, as a Christian, why are you saying that you refuse to tolerate me? It's absolute hypocrisy. Okay, Gus Hall, he was a former leader of the Communist Party, believe it or not, yes, here in America, and he says, listen to this. Talk about this dripping hatred. He said, I dream of a time when the last congressman is strangled to death on the guts of the last preacher. And since the Christians love to sing about the blood, why not give them a little bit of it? Folks, these are the people behind the scenes. Okay, this is why you see and have seen for quite some time now in the media, in the educational system. It used to drive me up a wall when my nephews would bring their homework home to me and in history and all different classes, and they're rewriting our history here in America. And the first one was they had a little itty-bitty tiny little paragraph on the Puritans and the Pilgrims when they came over here to America. And the only thing they said their justification for doing it, first of all, it's just a little tiny thing. And the only justification was for monetary reasons. liar pants on fire, man. That's crazy, man. And you read their actual documents, it's just, you got to be kidding me. But they just completely skip over the Christianity thing. And then also, what you'll see is they're making Christians out to be dangerous and dumb. You know, whether it be from The Simpsons, and of course, Homer Simpson's neighbor is a what? A hypocrite, supposed to be a Christian. And, you know, dangerous and dumb and stupid and inept. But you're looking at that. You're looking at Christians being, you know, now it's moving from just being dumb and being denigrated. But now we are dangerous. Those are those fanatics. Those are those people who are stopping the harmony of the earth. Don't you know? Those are the people who are just like the Muslim extremists who say that their way is the only way. Oh, you want to go through this again? You want to deal with another entity? Who would cause all this disruption? Folks, I'm telling you, it's happening to the Christian, and this is a New Age tenet. Why? Because they have to get rid of Christianity in order to form a one-world religion. Okay, and that mindset's already in society. And again, you might think, well, this is crazy, man. Nobody's going to fall for this baloney, especially the annihilation of Christians in, you know, America. I mean, we're supposed to be a Christian nation, right? And well, folks, I'm telling you, they're doing a slick job of introducing this lie. They are no longer waiting for you to accidentally stumble into a clearly defined New Age bookstore or New Age expo and get snookered into falling for communicating with demons with channeling and worship of crystals and rocks and incense and all these New Age books in some back alley. I'm telling you, they have done a masterful job of getting hooked into the media, the educational system, and the governments, not just here in America, but around the world. Okay, and this is why, folks, even as far back as 1995, New Agers represented 20% of the population in the United States. Okay, and they're gaining, that was back in 95. They've gained ground like you wouldn't believe, folks. And so we also deal with, well, how do they do this then? How did they schnooker us? How did they get so many Americans? How are they getting into churches today? How are they doing this? Well, we document a few different ways, but one of the biggest ways is, of course, the media. on the power of the media. I say this all the time, Dr. Monteith. I says, you know, what breaks my heart as a pastor is, you know, you preach your guts out with God's truth in the Bible. And it doesn't matter, it seems sometimes, I'm not to be apathetic, you know, God still, it's him, and, he, you know, there are people that respond, and he still uses us in spite of us, and myself included. I'm not saying that. But what breaks your heart is the days that we live in is that, by and large, people's belief systems, even quote-unquote Christians, no longer are the Bible. Okay, we might have it on our doctrinal statement. You know, it might be on our website. You know, it might be in that members packet when you join the church. Okay, but that doesn't mean that you follow it. What I've learned and what I've witnessed as a pastor is people's belief systems, unfortunately, many times even the church, is not the Bible. What it is, it's what determines their beliefs. It's the media, it's the educational system, and it's their peer group. It's those three things, okay? We will have on our doctrinal statement, sola scriptura, you know, the Bible alone is what defines our rule and practice. But in practice, that's not what's going on today. And because the media begins to mold and shapes people's beliefs, okay, New Age, they're not dumb. They hijacked it, and they're promoting it. In fact, they have a major mega every day around the planet. They have one of the biggest New Age priestesses encouraging people, even Christians, to be indoctrinated into New Age lies. Okay? I'm going to give you a little teaser test. Okay? And you tell me what church this is. Okay? It's the largest church in the world, by the way. The first service was March 3rd, 2008, and it had an attendance, okay, right off the bat, 300,000 people, big church. The attendance is over 2 million now, and they conducted the first ever mass trance, okay, obviously it's New Age, on March 17th, 2008. And what does this, quote, New Age church teach? Well, here's just a sampling. Who you are requires no belief. Heaven is not a location. But it refers to the inner realm of consciousness. And again, notice how they're going to start to attack Jesus and salvation in him. The man on the cross is just an archetypal image. He is every man and every woman. The leader, the New Age priestess, on her website teaches these lessons. She says, my mind is part of God's. I am very holy. My holiness is my salvation. My salvation comes from me. And let me remember that there is no sin. And listen to this. Again, they're attacking Christianity. Do not make the pathetic error, notice the words, a pathetic error, of, quote, clinging to the old rugged cross. The only message of the crucifixion is that you can overcome the cross. Okay, so how many guys heard that church? Okay, I bet you heard of its leader. The leader is Oprah Winfrey, and that's why we call her Oprah Wan Kenobi. Okay, with humor, because folks, she not only has denied Jesus Christ is the only way. You get this on these studies, folks. You're going to see one of her actual programs where she, a Christian, stands up to her in the audience, and when Oprah's saying there can't be no way. What about Jesus? What's the big deal? There can't be only one way. No, Christian's saying that there is one way. His name's Jesus.
Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from Sentus, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. Sentus, the uniformed people.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or taste the water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan here, and Chris, our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, just to reiterate, folks, the one who is teaching all these New Age things, and one of the biggest tools to indoctrinate people, even Christians, into this New Age lie is Oprah Winfrey. She clearly has rejected Jesus Christ as the only way, which, again, how can you be a Christian to say that? And we're not making it up. That's what Jesus said in John 14:6. He is the way, the truth, the life, and nobody comes to the Father except by him. If you're paying attention to who she has on her program, folks, and has in the past for many years now, it's clearly a New Age teacher, some of the biggest in the shakers. She has these life lessons and things of that nature. It's New Age doctrine. You could call it life lesson all you want. It's a lesson in being indoctrinated into New Age. And again, she snookers people because she kind of has this attitude or pervades that, but I'm still a Christian. No, I'm sorry. With all due respect, you're not a Christian if you're sitting there and you're denying Jesus Christ is the only way. I didn't say it. He did. He's the one who put the limiting factor on it, okay? And again, we also expose how Christians are getting sucked into this lie. Okay, they may not go into a New Age bookstore. They may never pay money to go to a New Age expo. They may never buy a crystal and try to channel the spiritual entity, the demon, in it. Okay, but they'll turn on the tube and watch Obi Wan Kenobi, and they're getting snooked into it. And we demonstrate this. There's one Christian lady. And she got the books that Oprah would, recommended by Eckhart Tolle was just one of them, New Age guru, and then listen to what this Christian says. She's being duped. Okay, she says in reading the books such as Tolle, it's really opened my eyes to a new way of thinking, a new form of spirituality that that doesn't always align with the teachings of Christianity. In other words, yeah, it's a new way. It's different. And it doesn't agree with Christianity. So listen to this. She puts this to Oprah. She says, so my question is to you, Oprah, how do you reconcile these spiritual teachings, the New Age, with your Christian beliefs? And listen to what Oprah said. She says, I reconciled it because I was able to open my mind about the absolute, indescribable hugeness of that which we call God. I took God out of the box. That's another phrase you'll hear. I took God out of the box. Because I grew up in the Baptist church, and there were, you know, rules and belief systems and doctrine. Can I quote that for you? They taught the Bible, okay, which determines the rules and the belief systems and the doctrine, which is teaching. Okay, she said, but I believe that God is love and that God is in all things, you know, pantheism. And so that's when the search for something more than just doctrine started to stir within me. Really? Doctrine is not a bad word. Doctrine, didache, it just means teaching. Okay? Everybody has a doctrine. She has a doctrine. It's just New Age doctrine. So there's nothing wrong with doctrine. What she's rejecting is the doctrine of the teachings of Jesus Christ. And yet, she has the audacity to still say and gives the appearance that she is a Christian. And here's the point. Because of that, she's sucking Christians into this New Age line. And that somehow you could just say that doctrine teaching is bad when you yourself follow and preach a doctrine that's bad, called New Age, that somehow that Christianity's doctrine is bad. It's complete hypocrisy. It's the exact same thing as you're saying, well, we've got to tolerate everything, but don't tolerate Christianity. It's like, well, doctrine is bad, But here, buy this book. It's going to teach you good doctrine on New Age. It's absolute hypocrisy. Okay? And again, if you folks don't think that this is preparing the way for people, even Christians, to receive the Antichrist kingdom, another New Age leader, one of the founders, David Spangler, okay, listen to this quote from him. At least he admits it, who they're trying to lead you to with their light, okay? Listen to his quote. He said, Lucifer, because that's where it points to, folks. He said, Lucifer comes to give us the final gift of wholeness. Now, again, this is a common thread through New Age. The Christianity has it all wrong. Lucifer, he's really a good guy, and he's come to free us. He's just got a really bad rap, you know what I'm saying? And so he says, Lucifer has come to give us the final gift of wholeness. In other words, we're incomplete unless we align with Lucifer. He says this, if we accept it, then he is free, Lucifer, and we are free. This is the Luciferic initiation. It is the one that many people now and in the days ahead will be facing, for it is an initiation in the New Age. In other words, you're going to have a choice to make. Are you going to follow New Age? Are you going to follow this one world religion line? Are you going to follow the teachings of Lucifer? Are you going to say that Lucifer was a good guy who's come here to free us? Or are you going to follow Jesus Christ, who says that he is the way, the truth, and the life? No one comes to the Father except through him. And you're going to have a choice. He admits it. Choice is coming down the pike. And if you wait too long, and if you don't worship Lucifer and follow the Antichrist, we're going to take you out. Because remember, they have to get rid of Christianity. He goes on to say this. He says, the light that reveals to us the presence of the Christ, there's that phrase again, comes from Lucifer. Again, he admits it. What is the background of New Age? It's Satan. It's Lucifer. He says, but Lucifer, he's the light giver. He is aptly named the morning star because it is his light that heralds for man the dawn of a great consciousness. He stands as the great initiator. Listen, Lucifer, the one who hands the soul over to the Christ. Can I translate it for you? To the Antichrist. Who in the right mind? Oh yeah, let's have a great meeting here. Teach people to contact demons and worship Lucifer, okay, and go along with his teachings and annihilate Christians. Nobody's going to do that. But just change the terminology. Hey, come to this New Age Enlightenment meeting. Help us to bring peace to the planet. Don't you want to be a complete whole person? Don't you want to be a light giver? And folks, it's all being used to snooker people, even Christians, unfortunately in the church, to hand their soul over to the Antichrist. At least this New Age guy will admit it. Okay, but again, they're coming in under the radar through the educational system, through the governments, even through Hollywood. And the biggest, I'm telling you, New Age priestess on the planet today, outside of Shirley MacLaine, is Oprah Winfrey. And she still continues to go on. It just boggles my mind. Christians today will not pick up the Bible. They will not pray. But you'll turn on the TV and watch hours of Oprah Wan Kenobi, and you will be indoctrinated into New Age lies. Many people wonder, well, why is the church going down the tubes, and why is there so much apostasy? And how is it that a person can sit here on the one breath and say, yes, I'm a born-again Christian, and yet they're espousing New Age because they're being indoctrinated right under their noses?
We're out of time, Pastor Billy. Thank you so very much, and we'll look forward to having you with us again next month. God bless. Thanks so much.
Come on.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
the Bible.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical,
people often construction, point out that they can't help it. They can't help with the anti-gay. It says right there in Leviticus. It says right there in Timothy. It says right there in Romans.
Reliable and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal
supporters. We can learn to ignore the bullshit in the Bible about gay people the same way.
The Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and it's a hard thing to do to correlate what's happening, especially geopolitically, and the things we see taking place with the revolution there taking place in Syria, the overthrow of the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. To put this not into a military or political context, but put it into a spiritual context. And yet you really can't understand what's going on in the world today unless you understand that there's a spiritual battle taking place for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is losing. Here in America, once a great Christian nation, we are certainly an anti-Christian nation. They've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments. They've taken morality out of our schools, and they put in sex education and globalism. And we're intentionally dumbing down our students, but they're entertained. Everybody's entertained. And we have our television, and people don't understand that Christianity is under attack in our schools, on our television. And this is a great spiritual battle, and you're going to have to decide which side you're on. And I hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord, and if you don't, then consider simply getting down on your knees and asking the Lord to come in and take control of your life, because none of us are going to survive what lies ahead without his help. And certainly I believe we're entering into terrible and difficult times here in America. The whole world financial system is coming down. We're facing wars, we're facing pestilence, we're facing disease, we're facing all sorts of terrible things happening here in America. And I fear only those who have a personal relationship with the Lord will be able to escape the terrible things that happen. And not that we're not going to be involved, and not that we may not lose our lives, but at least we know where we'll spend eternity. Well, if you haven't watched Pastor Billy, we carry his DVDs. He has a wonderful video ministry, and he has a 4 or 5 set. There are 5 DVD set, the final countdown, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And each one has 5 DVDs in it. So you're talking about 25 DVDs, and you'll find they're fascinating. He has a new DVD set out, Is the Bible Really True? We carry a number of his videos and video sets because we think they're wonderful teaching, and they'll draw you closer to the Lord. If you'd like to get the information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we hope you'll want to get a copy. And if you can't afford it or don't want to put the money out, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And so you go to videos, scroll down videos, and you can actually watch the DVD, a 2-hour talk I gave many years ago, which was the basis for the book. I gave the talk, and I was contacted by a major ministry that said, we want to put your talk into a book. And may we do that? I said, sure, go ahead. And well, then, of course, I had to write the book, but then that's how it all came about. So remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And you can get the book, you can get Pastor Billy's material. We recommend our recent talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, population control, the covert agenda. We have a talk entitled Planned Population Reduction. It's a 2.25-hour talk we did with the Prophecy Club that goes into the background of the planned effort to limit the population of the world and to kill off the vast number of people. We're already in the process of doing it. Why do you think we've killed 70,000 innocent and helpless civilians over in Syria? And it's done with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. Men and women become accomplices. They fail to oppose. Until tomorrow, at the same time, is the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said,